From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning and welcome back, Jackie.
Thank you, Tom. Sybil and Jay, good morning. Listen, my guest this morning has a clear understanding of what the Orlando community is going through right now. She's a new pastor of Charleston, North Carolina's Mother Emmanuel AME Church. A year ago this Friday, Tom, that church became the target of a gunman who murdered 9 people at that facility. Well, yesterday, my guest traveled to Orlando to offer prayer and whatever support she could to family members of victims and survivors. I'm going inside her story with Dr. Betty Days Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, listen, you passed up an opportunity, I understand, to go to the White House yesterday, to go to Orlando. What compelled you to go there?
Well, I was going to the White House to be honored, and when I thought about it, I'd rather be of service than to be honored, and so I chose to go to Orlando.
Yeah. Now, we know the names of the victims now, many survivors still in the hospital. What is it like on the ground there? What did you encounter?
Well, there are many mixed emotions. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of brokenness, a lot of pain. But there is a sense of connectedness that's unbelievable.
Now, you understand all too well what this community is going through. How do you give peace of mind, Pastor, not only to those directly involved in something like this, but this entire nation that is standing with Orlando right now?
Well, the mere fact that people from all around the world are here in Orlando and they are supporting those who are here in Orlando, it helps us to know as a human race that together we can make things happen. And yet still, there are other things we must make happen. We must get a grip on gun control. We must change the way we do business.
How long will you be there, and what exactly are you doing there? Are you praying with people? What exactly are you doing?
Well, on yesterday, I had the opportunity to visit a counseling session where they were dealing with their brokenness, and they allowed me to have a moment and to say a word of prayer and to just hug everyone in the room. The human touch is so powerful, and just hugging them, we were able to exchange a spirit of connectedness.
Yeah.
Your own church is going through so much. Still, in terms of Friday is the as we are observing this week of what happened at Mother Emmanuel. So is it difficult for you to, or is it easy for you to go through this period of helping the people in Orlando while still, you know, being there for your flock in South Carolina?
Well, it's bittersweet. It's healing for me, and it's inspirational, I hope, for them, because I'm helping them to see that there is some good that can even come out of this bad situation. That you can meet brothers and sisters from around the world and have a sense of oneness.
How are things at your church? Still a lot of healing necessary there?
Well, my church is very resilient. And yes, we're still broken. Yes, we're still crying at times. But we also know that our hope is in a God who's able to do all things but fail. And he's been blessing us in a way that I cannot explain.
How will you all mark the anniversary of the tragedy that happened there this Friday?
Well, actually, while the anniversary is Friday, we're beginning on the 15th, which is tomorrow.
Wednesday night, of course.
Yes, with a Bible study, because that's where it started. So we wanted the first thing that we did to be the Bible study. Now, the pastor, Pastor Anthony Thompson, whose wife taught the Bible study on that night, he and I are joining up, and we're teaming up to teach that Bible study in a two-part series, the exact same Bible study.
The exact, wow.
Did you all change anything as far as security at that church after, you know, what happened there?
Well, there are many changes, but as I tell people, if I tell you the changes, then my change was in vain.
Okay. Well, you've been in place since January, the first woman to lead that congregation. What's it like stepping into not only a new leadership role, but one in a place where there was such a strong history of tragedy? What's it been like for you?
Well, I'm not sure that I've been able to really look at it from a personal perspective because I hit the ground and I was running because there were so many things that was going on. The church was in good hands before I got there. I just needed to make sure that I continued in a way that would be honorable to God and a blessing to the people.
What's the first thing you did there?
When
you need to pray.
Where were you before?
I was pastoring in Sumter, South Carolina, which is about 2 hours away.
You're just a South Carolina girl.
All the way.
What were you going to the White House for? Tell us about what they were going to honor you for,
well,
if you don't know.
I was going to the White House in order to be among a group of powerful women. They are having what is called the United States of Women. It's an opportunity to deal with women who've done things that have brought about equity among women and equality among women, and to help them to I guess it's like a pat on the back. I didn't go, so, you know, much of it is still a mystery to me.
Right.
Hey, Jackie, Sybil was supposed to go to that event at the White House yesterday, but because of
really?
The weather in Dallas, she couldn't get out.
I couldn't get out last night, and unfortunately, just a wonderful recognition of all the women, as Pastor said, and the things that they're doing in the world, and we congratulate you and pray for you and your family, your church family.
Yeah, we appreciate what you're doing in Orlando.
Absolutely.
As well.
Well, thank you. Congratulations to you, Sybil, as well.
No, thank you. To your people, and can you give us something like a word or something, especially if people just feel like the people I was talking to yesterday in the airport, as a matter of fact, we feel just kind of lost. And, you know, what can we do? We know about fighting the guns and things, but Justin, can you just give us a word to carry on?
Well, actually, the guns is a very important part. As the national spokesperson for the Brady campaign, I actually call upon individuals across our great nation to stand in solidarity with the victims, the survivors, the family, and the friends in Orlando. And I think if we could just stand together, we can make a change.
Thank you so much.
In this country, it's too easy for those who hate to get access to a gun.
Yeah.
We must turn that around.
Yes. God bless.
Great work.
All right.
God bless you.
Reverend Dr. Betty Days Clark, thank you.